The plan aims to grow enrollment throughout the UW system by about 2,000 students. The budget would rely on about $120 million more from taxpayers. System President Kevin Riley says the goal is to award more bachelor's degrees and hopefully entice graduates to stay here.
The prize here is growing the number of slots for Wisconsin students and families so we can ramp up our economy, have them have decent, high-paying jobs and good lives in Wisconsin, and have an economy in Wisconsin that's competitive.
The tuition increase would be tiny compared to what students have had to deal with the past 4 years. But it wasn't enough to satisfy a group of students protesting the board's move.
What do we want?
The tuition
free! What do we want?
Yeah!
University of Wisconsin sophomore John Tingley says the board shouldn't have any increase at all if it wants to stay accessible to students like him.
I'm a student who pays for all my education by myself. And because my parents make so much money, I get very little tuition, or very little financial aid. So it's going to hurt me a lot if I might not be able to go to school anymore.
While some regions expressed support for a tuition freeze, the board voted 15-2 in favor of this budget. It's now in the hands of the next governor and legislature. If they go along, Riley says this would be the lowest tuition increase at the UW in the past quarter century. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.